Hey, Regen. My name's Joe Garcia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pornography, masturbation, selfishness, pride, and anxiety. Hey, everyone. So from the outside looking in, it seemed like I had a great life. I had financial success. I was living in the big city, had the sports car, the job, the stock portfolio, relationship, and all my desires were met. And even like, I didn't even think Christians were all that. I thought they were like evil and even foolish. But underneath the surface of my life, I was unknowingly broken and lost. I was raised Catholic, and after years in catechism, I was taught many traditions and prayers. And I was always left feeling like I wasn't good enough. And because of that, I lived most of my life as an atheist. In school, bullying conflicts would arise, and a number of my friends would dwindle down. But by the time I was in high school, I actually had no more friends. My identity was a loner, an outcast, and a loser. Because of that, I developed a social anxiety, and I poured, I actually did the math on this now, it is about 10,000 hours into video games, about roughly, and used pornography to go ahead and to numb the pain of loneliness. But in my family situation, I felt that I was seen as a failure. I didn't play any sports, I didn't have any friends, and I lived in the shadow of a neighboring family's son. So I was excited for college because I can leave the past and restart my life. But unfortunately, my bags of brokenness would just completely follow me. I added smoking, drugs, drinking, sexual relationships, and oversleeping to my arsenal of numbing myself. I became super selfish and just used people for my own benefit. Adding to my identity, I was a slave to what I thought other people thought of me. And I would go into any conversation and deeply ridicule myself if I felt awkward. When alone, I would just recall these thoughts and cringe so deeply. And the only way of relief is if I would scream at the top of my lungs until I can get something to numb the pain. So to alleviate this, I would consistently have music playing in my ears until blasting loud until because I didn't want to be alone in my thoughts. So after graduation of college, New Year's came, and of course I was asked, hey, what's your one-year goal? And at that time, I didn't have an answer. I couldn't even make one up, and I sat with that question by myself for a week. And I realized in that time where I've tried many avenues in life, partying, drugs, money, relationships, sexual pleasures, and work, but they all left me feeling empty. So I was introduced to Watermark in 2020 through the porch. And I would consistently criticize and fact-check any preacher who was on stage. So I need to ask for forgiveness to Dave and Marvin. What ended up happening after the New Year's of 2021, God softened my heart to explore just reading the scriptures. I read Matthew and Romans, and by God's grace, I understood the gospel. And within months of becoming a believer, I decided to come to Regeneration and to grow my relationship with Christ. And I was surprised how open people were talking about like their deep struggles. And I got into my head, and as we all normally do, thinking I'm not that bad and maybe I don't need this Regeneration thing. And it sounds like it's for people with real problems. But I kept coming every week and I realized just more and more of how deeply broken I was. During Regeneration, I would find myself not having plans on the weekend. And though this was super duper common for me for most of my life, because loner, this season was super, super tough because this is where the enemy fed so many lies to me. Fed me lies like, it's all your fault, you are alone. You will never have friends, and it will always stay the same. These weekends were just my lowest lows. And I wanted to run back to my arsenal to numb as much as possible. And after sharing this with community, we expose these lies to it in the light. So John 10:10-11 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I came that they may have a life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So that next weekend, ignoring my community group, I bought a joint preemptively because I just knew the pain that was coming. And as expected, I was hit by that tidal wave of loneliness. And I had a choice in that moment in front of me. Instant temporary relief or God. And by his strength, I had the strength to read my Bible, and I just became overwhelmed by the love of God. And this around this time is where I started to fully understand what my identity in Christ looked like. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, my identity is no longer outcast, loner, failure, or loser. In Christ, I am chosen, loved, forgiven, redeemed, and adopted. So, step four, inventory, was one of the hardest steps for me. But for many different reasons that you would think, it was easy for me to write down all the sin I had done and sins done to me. But the most challenging thing for me was trying to figure out how I felt. And the worst part was even trying to figure out how the other person felt. Like, that was in, like, rocket science for me. I noticed, like, I understood feelings at a third grade level. Probably even worse. But to help, I had this season, I had a feelings wheel on my home screen, and like every day we just check, like, hey, how am I feeling today? And y'all, that helps so much. But throughout that time, man, God was just guiding me. Step eight, forgive, was another sweet and challenging time. I thought I had already forgiven everybody who hurt me, but I was so far from the truth. Forgiving was not forgetting. Forgiving was recognizing the hurt and giving my desire for repayment to God. But God was so good at that time, and he would bring me so much comfort when I would truly forgive each person who would hurt me. And I'm going to be honest with y'all, Regen. I cried more times going through Regen than I had did my entire life. So, bottle up emotions right there. After commencement, I was fully aware it was going to be a complete ongoing battle. But now I get to live authentically with my community and confess sins. So, what does pornography and masturbation look like now? Well, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to mankind. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But when the temptation, with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may endure. So pornography and masturbation does not have a hold on me than it, as I once was captive to it. I no longer just desire it, and I just deeply just desire just a relationship with the Lord. And if temptation does come, I just go ahead and run back to him because he is faithful to go ahead and provide that way of escape. What about social anxiety? 1 Corinthians 4:3-4 says, but with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or any human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. So, social anxiety has significantly less power over me. God's view of me defines me, not anyone's opinions, not even my own. Negative thoughts, of course, occasionally run through my head, but abiding daily reminds me of what my Creator thinks of me. I'm not ashamed of my quirkiness. That's because how God made me. So God is continuously still working in my selfishness and pride, praise God. And he's healing me through the power of the Holy Spirit by prayer and faithful admonishment and confession. Truthfully, you're never really done with recovery. I was a year out, and God over time showed me hidden idols in even my life. This past year, I was encouraged many, many times to apply to the Watermark Institute. If you don't know, it's a 10-month program focusing on biblical understanding and discipleship. But I always shrugged off every single suggestion. But the Lord put it on my heart to find out why I didn't want to apply. And it turns out the only reason I didn't want to apply was because I didn't want to make a fraction of my salary. I was so comfortable with the spending lifestyle, I didn't want to compromise on it. And of course, clearly this is not a good reason to apply. But in my first interview, I was asked what I feared. And truthfully, I told him I was terrified of getting this job because I would have to sit with the Lord and make a non-biased decision on it. And by God's providence, I was given the offer, accepted, and now 6 months into the program, the Lord has just completely blessed me more than I could ever imagine. I love his church and ministry, and I now live significantly more open-handed to where the Lord wants to lead me. Along with this, I get the privilege of serving here on Monday nights in groundwork where I'm constantly reminded of my own need for recovery, and I also get to be encouraged by the guys in my circle. So if this is your first night here, welcome. This is a super safe place to be vulnerable, and we do not cast any judgment whatsoever. I'm personally glad you're here, and little do you know it, God's already working in your life. Real quick tips that I have is recovery is not going to be easy, and you are going to have to kind of give it your all. But it's worth going through the steps, so just be patient. And y'all, there is hope. God can bring you healing by his grace alone. My name's Joseph Garcia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pornography, masturbation, selfishness, pride, and social anxiety. And to God be all the glory.